Dozens of arrests were made yesterday on Mauna Kea Access Road. Protesters who oppose the construction of the 30-meter telescope have been on the mountain for the past week, blocking access to construction crews. The first round of arrests began at 8 o'clock Thursday morning. It was an emotional scene with many breaking out in chant and song. Natalie Kurashima was one of the 200 protesters on the mountain that morning. She says overall, the interactions with law enforcement remained peaceful.
One of the officers was doing like a honi with everybody, like a ha, you know, where you touch foreheads and noses and breathe in together before he arrested people. People were crying, but it was kind of something we knew was going to happen anyway.
Earlier in the week, officers had warned protesters they would be arrested if they continued to block vehicles from reaching the top of Mauna Kea. Those arrested were taken to Hilo Police Station and released after posting a $250 bail.
This is the last thing we wanted to see happen, and it was very unfortunate.
Dan Meisenhall is the spokesperson for the University of Hawaii, which subleases the land from the state. He says this week's construction on the telescope caps a 7-year process.
TMT has done everything that they're supposed to do. There's more than 20 public hearings, and they have the permits and they have the right to proceed. But this is a divisive issue on our campus, and and that's something that we're definitely going to have to work on.
The incident was the latest in the ongoing battle surrounding the controversial 30-meter telescope. Astronomers call Mauna Kea's summit one of the world's best places to see the stars, while environmentalists and Native Hawaiians say the sacred ground is in need of protection.
We're for the protection of our mountain. We're for the protection of our natural resources. For the protection of our sacred site.
Lana Kila Manguel has been on the mountain for the past week. He believes the project violates conservation land regulations.
It's conservation land, and all that UH has done since they've acquired it is develop it. That's not what conservation is for.
Manguel and others say Thursday's events have only strengthened their positions against the TMT. They plan to continue their protests along with legal challenges against the project. Molly Solomon for HPR News.
In Hawaii, a battle over the future of a mountaintop. Native Hawaiians say it's sacred ground. Astronomers say it's the best place in the world to build a massive 18-story telescope. From Hawaii Public Radio, Molly Solomon reports.
On an overcast morning, barefoot men and women dance hula 9,200 feet above sea level to a song honoring Mauna Kea, the mountain under their feet. Their hips sway to the beat of a drum as they call out and chant to Poliahu, one of the many Hawaiian gods that reside in the mountain. Hundreds of protesters who have camped out on Mauna Kea for weeks watch the hula in silence. A gust of wind ruffles an upside-down Hawaiian flag, a sign used to show the state is in distress. Leading the dancers is Vicky Holt Takamine, their kumu hula or teacher. She felt it was important to come to the mountain in support of the activists, who consider the construction of a giant telescope to be a desecration of their sacred land.
We've been advocating for no more development on Mauna Kea for years, and our words have fallen on deaf ears.
The $1.4 billion project would be the 14th and largest observatory on Mauna Kea. Scientists say the telescope would allow astronomers to see 13 billion light years away, going all the way back to the origins of the universe. It could lead to greater knowledge of star formation, dark energy, and other fundamental questions of existence.
I think there's a perception that there's a sort of a disconnect from the observatories to the community.
Doug Simons is the executive director at Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope. He says astronomy in the islands dates back to 1968, when the first telescopes were built along the slope of the mountain's summit. The 7-year process of approving the telescope included public hearings and legal challenges, with two appeals still pending in lower courts. Simon says in all his time working on the Big Island, he's never seen this level of opposition.
Completely unprecedented in the history of Hawaii astronomy. No comparison. And you have to ask yourself, what's the difference? And a lot of people are asking that, what changed since the last time, you know, a big telescope was put up there that has allowed this wedge to be driven in the community?
The protests, which have attracted international attention, arose from the indigenous rights movement. For many activists on the mountain, Mauna Kea has come to symbolize a fight for native knowledge, land use, and Hawaiian sovereignty. Earlier this month, 31 people were arrested for blocking the road to prevent construction crews from reaching the summit. One of them was 26-year-old Kaho Okahi Kanuha, a preschool teacher at a Hawaiian charter school. He says the battle over 5 acres atop Mauna Kea is about more than just land. It's about a clash of beliefs.
Curiosity should not supersede the values and the traditions of the host people and the host culture.
Kanuha says he's not against the science. He points to his Polynesian ancestors, celestial navigators who charted their course to Hawaii by following the stars.
It's the basis of us, the foundation of our kupuna, being able to find new land and create new life. However, we did not desecrate and destroy things to do that.
And Kanuha says that's the biggest philosophical difference between the protesters on the mountain and supporters of the telescope. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs have rescinded their support for the development of the 30-meter telescope atop Mauna Kea, changing their 2009 stance on the controversial project, but the board stopped short of opposing the telescope entirely. It was standing room only at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs boardroom. Crowds of people waiting to testify spilled out into the main lobby, many forced to watch the meeting through a monitor outside. The 6-1 vote came after hours of testimony from both supporters and opponents of the $1.4 billion project slated for construction on Mauna Kea. With Trustees Waihe'e and Chair Lindsay absent, Trustee Dan Ahuna presided over the meeting.
Self-determination is right at our fingertips. We have the opportunity to send a strong message that is no longer business as usual for Hawaiians.
Many of those arrested last month for blocking construction crews from reaching the summit were at Thursday's meeting. That includes Ku'u'ipo Freitas, a UH Hilo graduate student who spent the last 28 days on the mountain.
As a kanaka, as a wahine, I've never sacrificed so much in my life before this movement. I left my job. I haven't been focusing on school. I barely see my ohana. But it's a sacrifice worthwhile because I know that this movement will set our people free.
The fight over land atop Mauna Kea has come to symbolize more than just the telescope. Sovereignty activist Bumpy Kanahele urged OHA trustees to oppose the project.
You know, we got to stop the TMT. Our national sovereignty is on the line.
Tears and passion fueled much of the testimony heard on Thursday. An emotional moment came when Mailani Neal, an aspiring astronomer, fought back tears as she read her testimony in support of the TMT.
Recently, there has been a sudden flood of opposition to the telescope and caused me to feel a great amount of distress. As a Hawaiian in support of this project, I felt the need to make my opinion known. I strongly believe that Hawaii is the most ideal place in the world for this telescope.
Initially, the OHA board had planned to vote both to rescind their support and to oppose the project, but a last-minute amendment from Trustee Apo removed any language of opposition, arguing it would allow OHA more control over future negotiations. And while it's unclear how the board's new position would affect the project, Trustee Ahuna held out hope that it's still a step in the right direction.
I know this is truly not the end, and the reason why is because we are not in support of it anymore.
While it was a partial victory for protesters of the telescope, many felt OHA's decision didn't go far enough. Lanakila Manguel is one of the organizers behind the opposition movement.
It's not what we wanted, but it's a step closer. We would hope that they would be able to show more strength and more bravery and make a full step to stand with their people.
Despite disappointment for some, the day did end with opponents and supporters standing hand in hand, singing Hawaii Aloha to close the meeting. Molly Solomon for HPR News. The ongoing debate over the controversial 30-meter telescope has reverberated beyond the state. Among astronomers, the $1.4 billion project planned atop Mauna Kea has been a point of contention. We spoke with a spectrum of opinions and have this report. Emily Rice has spent her career studying low-mass stars, brown dwarfs, and exoplanets. She's an assistant professor of astrophysics at the City University of New York. And while she's nearly 5,000 miles away from Hawaii, she's familiar with the conflict going on now at the summit of Mauna Kea.
You know, I've kind of always known that Mauna Kea is sacred, and I knew that TMT was not without controversy.
As a graduate student at UCLA, Rice would regularly use the Keck Observatory for her research, one of the 13 telescopes on the mountain. But it wasn't until the recent protests, which have drawn international attention, that Rice began to question her stance on the TMT.
I'm realizing that something I benefited from is something that causes pain to other people, and that's just, it's something that as a scientist, as a human being, I don't want to have a part in. I don't want to use it if it's something that we have to override the wishes of the Hawaiian community in order to build it.
Rice is not the only scientist who feels conflicted. Keolu Fox says the protests have dominated conversation among colleagues. A University of Washington PhD candidate in genetics, Fox shared his reasons for opposing the TMT with an astrophysics professor, prompting a larger discussion. As a researcher who's also Native Hawaiian, he often feels like he's straddling two worlds.
On the side of Kanaka Maoli people, like, we're put in a hard place. You have to represent your kupuna. You have to represent your ohana. But at the same time, we need to publish papers in Nature and Science, and this is the currency that we use to move forward.
Jessica Liu is an astronomer at the Institute for Astronomy at UH Manoa. She says the tone of discussion changed after last month's arrest of protesters.
The conversations as a whole were always there. They were always being had between people, but it has intensified in the sense that we talk about it nearly every day now.
Liu, a supporter of the TMT, believes the protests have escalated because of a lack of outreach from the science community.
Astronomy just seems so universal to me that I feel like it's, some of this is just an expression of, I wonder if I can do a better job at reaching out and talking to people about what astronomy means to me and to them.
Astrophysicist Emily Rice says the discussion has put her colleagues in a position that's uncomfortable and unfamiliar.
This is something that astronomy has so very rarely had to deal with. We're kind of the least evil of the scientists. You know, we don't do animal research or human research. We don't develop weapons. We don't, you know, make a lot of money. And so we're not really used to dealing with problems like this.
The issue has grown to include questions about diversity within the astronomy community. Next week, we'll take you to a campus where a short email in support of the telescope has led to a lengthy discussion that still continues. Molly Solomon for HPR News. The controversial 30-meter telescope has sparked debate in astronomy departments across the country. Apart from the discussion about the protest itself, questions are being raised about diversity within the astronomy community. Last month, Professor Alexei Filipenko of the University of California, Berkeley, sent out a link to a petition in support of the TMT. It included a note from Professor Sandra Faber at UC Santa Cruz, and it landed in the inboxes of all the astrophysics students and faculty. Faber wrote in part of the email that, quote, the 30-meter telescope is in trouble, attacked by a horde of Native Hawaiians who are lying about the impact of the project on the mountain and who are threatening the safety of TMT personnel.
One little email divided an entire undergraduate department.
Phenosha Bowerly is the director of Native American Student Development at UC Berkeley. She heard about the email through a Native Hawaiian astrophysics student who was uncomfortable with the wording used to describe the protesters on Mauna Kea.
If that was being said about another group of people who were protesting about something, if it was being said about African Americans or Mexican Americans, I think people would respond way differently in saying, oh, that was completely inappropriate. And I don't think people would send out an email like that.
Bowerly led a tense campus discussion on the TMT project. Nearly 70 people showed up, including a handful of astronomy faculty. Bowerly says what troubled her most about the email was senior leadership pushing their opinion on the entire department.
This is really going to impact how people think about the telescope. So sending something like that out is irresponsible because so many people look to Berkeley as a leader.
Hundreds of scientists have responded with a statement calling the email unacceptable. The president of the American Astronomical Society called it offensive and disrespectful. Janet Stemwittle is a philosophy professor at San Jose State University. She teaches a course on the ethics of science and says her class has been following the Berkeley email incident closely.
It's actually the basis for one of the four case studies on the final exam. So yeah, my students have been thinking about it.
Stemwittle called the email short-sighted, saying it dismissed and ignored the concerns of TMT opponents. She also worried the statement overgeneralized the complexity of the situation.
What I'm seeing on social media is younger, earlier career astronomers saying, this is a problem, and this is a problem that our field needs to address.
One of them is Chanda Prescott Weinstein, a researcher in theoretical cosmology at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
There have been Native students who have been saying privately to me and to others, I'm not sure science is for me. I'm not sure astronomy is for me. And I think that's very alienating.
That's troubling news for John Johnson, an astronomy professor at Harvard University. Johnson, who's African-American, says the debate over the TMT has sparked a broader discussion about the lack of diversity in science.
Mostly young astronomers who are actively engaged in discussions of race and racism right now. And we're really looking to basically tear down the current structure that's in place in academia.
Since the email incident, both Faber and Filipenko have issued apologies. Neither wanted to be interviewed for this story. The issue of diversity in astronomy is complicated and can be found across all disciplines in science. Critics like Johnson say it's a problem that will take more than an apology to resolve. Molly Solomon for HPR News. The state's highest court has revoked a permit for construction of the 30-meter telescope atop Mauna Kea. The Hawaii Supreme Court ruled that due process was violated when it approved the permit for the telescope before holding a contested case hearing. TMT may now have to go through the process again if they still want to construct the $1.4 billion telescope. State Supreme Court justices ruled the state violated its own constitution. Chief Justice Mark Rechtenwald writes, by voting on the permit before the contested case hearing was held, the board denied the appellants their due process right to be heard at a meaningful time and in a meaningful manner. Rechtenwald went on to say, quite simply, the board put the cart before the horse. The ruling was welcome news for longtime telescope opponent Kealoha Peshoda, who leads Mauna Kea Ainoho, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
It is a powerful thing that the court has recognized that process and protection of the cultural and natural resources is important here in Hawaii.
We thought we were right. We fought as if we were right, and the court agreed with us.
Clarence Ku-Ching is another plaintiff in the case. He agrees with the core argument from the court's ruling that the permit should never have been issued before hearing the contested case.
Due process requires evidence and all that kind of stuff, and then a decision, not the other way around.
Ching called the decision a huge victory, but said the battle over Mauna Kea is far from over.
You know, if TMT still wants to go for the observatory, they're just going to have to start over and do it right this time.
It's now up to the 30-meter telescope to decide whether or not to move forward. Henry Yang, chair of the TMT Board of Directors, thanked the Hawaii Supreme Court in a statement. Yang said TMT will follow the process set forth by the state, as we always have. We are assessing our next steps on the way forward and appreciate and thank the people of Hawaii and our supporters from these last 8-plus years. State Attorney General Doug Ching also released a statement saying today's decision provides direction to a new land board and another opportunity for people to discuss Mauna Kea's future. The Attorney General's office will be advising the land board regarding next steps. According to the Supreme Court, those next steps will proceed so that a contested case hearing can be conducted before the board or a new hearing officer, or for other proceedings consistent with this opinion. Molly Solomon for HPR News.